time to find out what's going on with the mayor. The mayor's not here this morning. The mayor pro tem is, and Mayor Lynn Strada here today. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing fine, but, you know, my city didn't take on a lot of water. You know, where I was, I had enough, but I didn't have too much. And it's been wide-ranging as far as the things that have had to be done, huh?
It has been, and I'll tell you what, our city manager told our employees the other day that he's never been more proud of them. And I got to tell you, they were wonderful.
Don't leave out BTU, Mary Lynn.
I would never leave out BTU. That's BTU, great. Police, fire, solid waste, public works, and not just those people on the ground. And our Firefighters Association on their own time out there helping people. But there were people behind the scenes working that whole time as well. The EOC was manned, the Emergency Operations Center. Jerry Henry will be here tomorrow to talk to you in some more detail about all of this. Hugh Walker never slowed down that whole time. He was phenomenal. Just a lot of folks
and
working behind the scenes.
All the churches and individuals and civic organizations that came out and volunteered, we'd like to thank all of them. And it was a citywide event.
You know,
in a lot of past council meetings, we've heard about flooding issues from specific neighborhoods. We need to look at it as a citywide issue.
Pull the mic there closer. You can sit down. That's all right. You can do that. So I don't know. Were there any geographic surprises? Greg Owens is the mayor pro tem. He's with us this morning. Thanks for being with us. Were there any surprise areas? I mean, any city has flood-prone areas. But, I mean, can we say this is a 100-year flood? I mean, I don't know about that. But were there some areas that surprised you as far as the amount
of water? Those 100-year floodplain maps get relooked at again, and I'm sure it'll be relooked at after this event due to the fact that I think we were all surprised. We saw water in places that we've never seen before.
You know, like individuals, things happen, kind of messes up our budget because we end up having to spend money that we didn't plan to. Have we got an idea of how much this has cost and where that funding is going to come from?
No, but don't know where the funding is going to come from. But as I said in the last council meeting, I'd be in favor of putting the entire CIP budget towards fixing the flooding issue.
That's a pretty strong statement. I mean, and I understand it completely. That's, I don't know, tell me what the basic feeling was of your fellow council members when you said that. Can you give me an idea?
We didn't discuss it much.
Well, it's just a situation where, again, hope it doesn't happen again, and we're almost to the point where some areas need rain one more time, but we'll see. Anyway, Greg Owens joining us this morning. I'd like to get your thoughts on, of course, y'all have heard from groups who want funding. Convention Visitors Bureau is one of them. We found out that they had an excess amount of money that's kind of stashed away someplace. Is it your, as one member of council, whether it's CVB or anybody else, when they come to you and ask for X amount of dollars, do you expect all of that money to be spent within the 12 months, or do you expect to have them bank some of that away?
Well, it's probably a little too big, but you've got to bank some of it away for expenditures and one-time annual things you've got to pay. And so some of that is to be expected, but the number was excessively large.
You know, I don't know that anybody's ready to say what the number should be, but, I mean, if you, as one member of council, had advice to CVB about that, what would you say to them?
90 days fund balance, 100 days fund balance, something that mirrors what the city of Bryan does on a daily basis.
Yeah, okay. Well, that certainly makes sense. Last council meeting, Spencer Clements talked in the workshop about all the good that's come out of traditions. But in the council meeting that night, the council once again voted 4-3 to sell 50 acres for $1.
No, sir.
What did you vote for?
We voted to sell our interest in 50 acres for $1.
Okay.
And that was an agreement made on October the 13th of 2009 by a previous council.
So tell me how that's different from what I just said.
Because what you just said is that we agreed to sell 50 acres for $1.
Okay.
We did not. We agreed to release our interest in 50 acres for $1, which we agreed to do on October 13th, 2009.
Okay.
And I was not on that council. I understand it was a different west side of Bryan. I think over the last 6 years, we can look and see all the progress that's been made on that side of town and the good that that agreement did. The other party had to fulfill their end of the agreement before our interest in the 50 acres was released. The other party more than fulfilled their end of the agreement.
Greg Owens, the mayor pro tem, joining us this morning. One of the other things that was discussed was the whole neighborhood conservation district question. And I know that Councilman Simak spoke to the the question that we should give the Planning and Zoning Commission an opportunity to look at this. But truth be told, this was something that was looked at years ago. In fact, the staff wrote changes that have not been brought to you yet. I don't want to sound like my hair's on fire over this, but I'm seeing a whole lot of large structures that I think hurt the downtown, hurt the neighborhood integrity of Bryan. As one member of council, I mean, haven't we been here before? Don't we know what we need to do? Why are we kind of dragging our feet in getting together steps that really will conserve neighborhoods in Bryan? Your thoughts?
Well, we may possibly have been dragging our feet in some area. You know, there's a lot of people involved in this. And keep in mind, the members of the P&Z Commission are volunteers. And they have schedules, too, and they work, too. And there's a subcommittee that needs to go over this. And there are 46 different areas in the city of Bryan that make up 2,642 properties that are affected by this. And I think you'll see everything come into play by the end of August.
At least a letter that was in the Eagle on May the 28th, that individual wrote that said that things had been rewritten and that that information had been given to the city attorney and it's been sitting on her desk, quote, for months. Do you have any thoughts or know anything about that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, it was in the paper, and I'm not sure what's true because it was a letter to the editor.
Well,
all right,
let's... I don't like to comment on letters to the
editor. No, I understand. No, I was only using it from a factual standpoint because, in fact, a former council member had said that they were going to make the changes to the ordinance and never did.
Ordinances get changed all the time.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Now, yes.
If I can jump in,
please,
Scott. Any change to the text of the zoning ordinance by law has to go through the Planning and Zoning Commission first.
Interesting.
So the council just can't up and do that. That has to be routed through the P&Z first. And they do have the ordinance that was drafted to amend the current ordinance, and they are looking at it, and they will be sending forward a recommendation to the council, we think, fairly soon.
And the reason that this, folks, so you understand, is kind of a big deal is because we've watched the College Station City Council absolutely try to solve an impossible problem, and that is you're going to make people angry in neighborhoods no matter what. Yet by the same token, you want to upgrade your housing. You want things to be better in your city. So,
but there is one difference. I believe the 46 different areas in the city of Bryan, they actually petitioned the neighbors in the neighborhood, and mm-hmm. they asked for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. No, you're right. That's true. It happened because there was so much rental property in College Station. It's a different environment. But the end result is the same. If we start breaking down our neighborhoods, we end up having a problem, and I
right.
think that's what they wanted to discuss. Have you gotten any feel for, I mean, obviously, as an elected official, you want to keep your tax rate the same, but property values appear to have gone up. Do you have any feel for, when it's all said and done, how much more money the city of Bryan's going to be able to realize through these properties?
It's on a future agenda to discuss. We haven't discussed it at this time.
Okay. Greg Owens, who's the mayor pro tem of Bryan, joining us. In light of Blinn moving to the Rellis campus, that kind of changes the look over there. I mean, it's still on the generally the same side of the city. But do you see that this is a time where maybe the city needs to take more control over land use and what's going to happen in the future development?
It's definitely a positive change for the city of Bryan. We're very happy with it. However, the city of Bryan has not annexed any property without owner consent or request since 1999, so we'll have to discuss that on a future meeting.
Well, and I know only because we're starting to see College Station look at this exact same situation as they want to have developers put together municipal utility districts so that things will be close to city standards or better than city standards when they actually go into the annexation process. Bryan, likewise, is continuing to grow, and this is almost the whole west side of town is a tremendous opportunity for the city. So do you see that that's true while the city has not been annexing? Do you see that certainly could change, especially on the west and northwest sides?
It certainly could.
Right. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
The world's largest swimming lesson is going to be on June 24th.
What?
Yes, sir. World's largest swimming lesson. Shed light on the awareness and need for swimming lessons in the community. Over 500 different events are going to take place within a 24-hour period. I believe 20 countries internationally are involved. And the Bryan Aquatic Center is going to host it on June 24th at 10 a.m. Please call 209-5222 for information. And you don't have to live in Bryan to to enjoy it.
Okay. I had no idea that was coming up. That's why you're here, so you can tell us that.
Well, and the construction on the skate park at Williamson Park is underway again. Sorry, kids, that got delayed a little bit, but the rain held us up some. The pavilion in Castle Heights is underway. We got a lot of positive. We had a delay in the opening of the pool at Sadie Thomas Park, right, but the pool's open. We need lifeguards. We've got a program that if you'll come lifeguard for us for the summer, we'll reimburse you your fee to get certified. City of Bryan's always looking for lifeguards.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, sir.